Айрхарати вайпун сан удьяна станчаяна сау тасьертает кшанони тауттама шлока вартая. With every rising and setting, the sun cuts down the life of everybody except those who have dedicated one kshana, however long it is, kshana means some little time, to Krishna Katha. So for you, your life has not been cut. It's been added. It's a very good investment. And we should be like greedy capitalists, investing more and more moments into Krishna Katha to get the highest return. Not everything works all the time. Sometimes things work, sometimes things work alternatively. We are on Canto 8 of Srimad Bhagavatam, which is one of Krishna's two arms. 7 and 8 are Krishna's arms. So Bhagavatam is Krishna and 7 and 8 are arms. And we are on chapter 1, which is titled The Manus, Administrators of the Universe. And today we have verse 14. This verse, in short, says something you may hear on the street sometimes, and mainly it says, work. You work. Why don't you work? So we can maybe do like this for now. Maybe read from here.
Atha grerishaya karman. Ihante karma hetave. Ihamano hi purushan. Prayo niham prapadyate. Atha.
Therefore.
Agre,
in the beginning,
Rishaya,
all learned rishis, saintly persons,
Karmani,
fruitive activities,
Ihante,
execute,
Akarma,
freedom from fruitive results.
Hetave,
for the purpose of.
Ihamana,
engaging in such activities.
He,
indeed,
Purushaha,
a person.
Prayaham,
almost always.
Aniham,
liberation from karma.
Prapadyate,
attains. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Therefore,
Atha,
therefore, to enable people to reach the stage of activities that are not tinged by fruitive results, great saints first engage people in fruitive activities. For unless one begins by performing activities as recommended in the Shastras, one cannot reach the stage of liberation or activities that produce no reactions. So, this verse says, do karma. Do karma, but properly.
Okay, we are almost there. Wonderful, Hare Krishna. We are getting closer and closer and closer. Hare Krishna.
It will be really good to have the purport on the screen too, because it's a very thorough, deep purport. We have 2.5 pages, many quotes from the different shastras. And it begins, 14, very good, yes. Obviously with the Bhagavad Gita. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita 3.9, except we probably need to somehow make it bigger, right? Unless you see it with your divine eyes. Lord Krishna advises, yagyarthat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. And there is two more lines. Anybody remembers? Yagyarthat karmanon yatra lokoyam karma bandhanaha. Tadartam karma kaunteya mukta sangha samachara. 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 Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to this material world. Generally, everyone is attracted to hard labor for becoming happy in this material world. But although various activities are going on all over the world simply for the sake of happiness, unfortunately, only problems are being created from such fruitive activities. Prahlad Maharaj says that often a solution is more problematic than the problem. Any medicine you buy, they sell you a whole bed sheet of little mahatmya, and the rest is warning. Be careful, very careful. This side effect, that side effect, this side effect. Yeah, they are forced to add the warnings, caution, problems. Therefore, it is advised that active persons engage in activities of Krishna consciousness, which are called yagya, because then they will gradually come to the platform of devotional service. Yagya means Lord Vishnu, the yagya purusha, the enjoyer of all sacrifices. Bhaktaram yagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram. Besides this section here, is dedicated to yagya. Yagya comes to save the day. He's actually the son of Manu. This prayer is spoken by Manu. Manu is attacked by rakshasas, and he is chanting this prayer, which is a version of Ishopanishad. And in response, Lord Yagya comes and protects Manu from the rakshasas who are trying to come and eat the meditating Manu. So Yagya is protecting. And this, the Supreme Personality, this is the name of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually the enjoyer. And therefore, if we begin our activities for his satisfaction, we will gradually lose our taste for material activities. Sudha Goswami declared to the great assembly of sages at Naimisharanya,
Atapumbirduja sreshta varna srama vibhagasha sanushtitasya dharmasya samsidhir haritoshanam.
O best among the twice born, it is concluded that the highest perfection one can achieve by discharging his prescribed duties, dharma, according to caste, divisions, and order of life, is to please the Lord, Hari. Bhagavatam 1.2.13. According to Vedic principles, everyone must act according to his classification as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, or Sannyasi. Everyone should progress toward perfection by acting in such a way that Krishna will be pleased. Sansidhir Haritoshanam. One cannot please Krishna by sitting idly. So if you sit, you sit actively, okay? One must act according to the directions of the spiritual master for the sake of pleasing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And then one will gradually come to the stage of pure devotional service. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.5.12, it's one of the frame verses. It starts the Bhagavatam and ends the Bhagavatam. Naishkarnyam apyachuta bhava varjitam na sobhate jnanam alam niranjanam. Knowledge of self-realization, even though freed from all material affinity means attachment, does not look well. Nashobate. Nashobate means it's not beautiful. It's ugly. Usually you think knowledge is beautiful, but here it says it's ugly. Does not look well if devoid of a conception of the infallible God, Achyuta. Achyuta bhava varjitam. If there is no love for Achyuta. Jnanis recommend that one adopt naishkarmya by not doing anything, but simply meditating and thinking of Brahman. But this is impossible unless one realizes Parabrahman, Krishna. If there is no Krishna consciousness, any kind of activity, be it philanthropic, political or social, simply causes karma bandhana, bondage to material work. As long as one is entangled in karma bandhana, one must accept different types of bodies, let's say boxes. Because bodies doesn't sound scary enough, right? Body, okay, I'm in a body. Boxes, small boxes. You'll be put in a box. And you'll have to stay in that box for 100 years. Although it feels like 300 years or 400 years. Hare Krishna. So, different types of boxes that spoil the human form of facility. Spoil the human. How much can you do in a box? Not much. Right? Huh? You can pray. Yes, that you can. There or sing Hare Krishna from the box. Of course, it's a nice box. You can sing with the box, in the box, through the box. Therefore, in Bhagavad Gita 6.3, karma yoga is recommended. Arurukshurmuner yogam karma karanam uchyate yogaruddhasya tasyaiva shama karanam uchyate. So that's the mention of the yoga ladder. For one who is... This year I got a cake in the form of a ladder. I was in Dnipro in a temple, and the wife of the temple president, she has a special almanac or calendar, which day she offers what kind of puja. So that day, because it's some saint... Lestvichnik something. So she makes I think it was a marzipan letter. Anyway.
Hare Krishna. Krishna consciousness is so nice. Hare Krishna. So, letter. For one who is a neophyte in the yoga system, work is said to be the means. Means means the method. And for one who has already attained to yoga, cessation of all material activities is said to be the means. So there you work and you advance, and there you stop working and you advance. Nonetheless, karmendriyani samyamya yaste manasasmaran indriyartan dimudhatma mityacharasa uchyate. One who restrains the senses and organs of action, but whose mind dwells on sense objects, certainly deludes himself and is called a pretender. Bhagavad Gita 3:6. One should act for Krishna very seriously in order to become fully Krishna conscious, and should not sit down to imitate such great personalities as Haridas Thakur. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur condemned such imitation. He said, Dushtamana tumi kisera vaishnava pratishtaratare nirjaniragare tava harinama kevalakaitava. My dear mind, what kind of devotee are you? I think you have translated this book by Japataka Maharaj into Slovenian, right?
Yeah.
Simply for cheap adoration, you sit in a solitary place and pretend to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But this is all cheating. Recently, Prabhupada offers us a horror story. Recently, at Mayapur, an African devotee wanted to imitate Haridas Thakur. So we hear that he had some cancer diagnosis, and he said, I'm dying. So he's the first and last Babaji in our movement. So Prabhupada said, okay. So he got initiated into the Babaji practice. He was chanting 300,000 names every day in a tree. But after 15 days, Hare Krishna, he became restless and went away. Couldn't find him. They went to check in the tree and he's not there. And they couldn't find him. They found him after many, many months, somewhere on a nice beach, sunny beach, with nice girls, because it turned out that his cancer got cured. So why chant, you know, in a tree? Useless, right? What's the point? He didn't know. You can go, you know, in a sunny, you don't have to go to a beach. You can sing Hare Krishna in the streets of Verhnika. And it's active and sunny and nice. Engage yourself in Krishna conscious activities and gradually you will come to the stage of liberation. Muktir hitva nyatharupam svarupena vyavastitihi. Hare Krishna. Om agyanati mirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurumeritam yena tasmai shigurave namah vanchakalpatarubhyascha kripa sindhubhya eva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. Yasya prasada dagyupi sadhya sarvagyatam rajayatsa shri chaitanya devami bhagavan samprasidatu. May Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, be fully merciful unto us. By His grace, a complete fool can get all knowledge in 1 second. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The great book of freedom from work, Naishkarmyam Giyate. Bhagavatam is glorified. It's glorifying Naishkarmya, freedom from work. Here says, you get up and work, or sit down and work.
Whichever way, but work. This way or that way, but you work. How come? We want to be free from karma, and here it says, no, you must work. You must work. And Madhvacharya says that Swayambhuva Manu, speaking here, is the rishi who is bringing us Shri Ishopanishad. So Ishopanishad is Upanishads and Vedas are eternal, but rishis are downloading them from the cloud, from the ether. They have to find, they have to know the proper address. Like here, we had three rishis downloading the Bhagavatam onto the screen. Right? So, Swayambhuva is one of the rishis downloading Shri Ishopanishad. And Shri Ishopanishad is one of the unusual Upanishads. Normally, Upanishad is the sannyas, shastra for sannyasis, and it's included in the Upanishad section. So each Veda has four sections. Samhita, Brahmana, Aranyaka, and Upanishad. And sometimes they say they are for brahmacharis, grihastas, vanaprastas, and sannyasis. And sometimes it is said that for sannyasis, it's not good to read Upanishads. Sorry, for grihasas, it's not good to read the Upanishads. Yesterday, somebody made a joke that we were going down the street and there was some friendly householder looking us from his courtyard, and he sort of wanted to come and hear more, and then he didn't come. And one devotee said his wife didn't let him go. Because she said, no, stop, don't go there, because you'll get attracted, and you'll go, and you will never come back. Actually, that reminds me of in Radhadesh, one of the retreats, and we went for Harinam in Luxembourg. And there was a restaurant on the street, and there was some elderly gentleman, I don't know, looking like he was about 70, and he was with his beautiful elderly wife and some other relatives, obviously celebrating something, in a very nice suit, everybody very nicely dressed, and we were going down the street with the Harinam, and he stood up, and he waved to his family, and he said, okay, bye, I'm going with them, and started dancing and walking with us. So, for like maybe 7 seconds, he took vanaprastha. And they waved to him. I think it counts, right? It's infinite benefit in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement. He obtained taking. So he was smiling, they were smiling, we were smiling. And even till now, we are all smiling. So, not always. Sometimes we are not allowed. But Ishopanishad is safe. Ishopanishad is safe. Therefore, Ishopanishad is not included in the Upanishad section. Ishopanishad is included in the Grihastha section. It's chapter number 40, coming after the 39th chapter in the Samhita of Shukla Yajurveda. Why? Because it is safe. It is how is it called? Foolproof. Yeah. It's protected from the fools who sometimes try to do the wrong thing. They hear the right thing, but they do it at the wrong time. You can do the right thing at the wrong time, and the right thing becomes the wrong thing. Right? Can you think of some wrong thing or right thing in the wrong time that becomes wrong thing? Loudly, let's say very loudly. Yes. What else? What do you think could be a good thing? Mangalarati in the evening. Okay. What else? Yeah. Tell in Sankirtan and say that what? Wife and kids?
Wife and kids are
I made that mistake once with a daughter of devotees, you know. I thought she was well trained, and I thought it's a good joke. And she was, I don't know, she was maybe, she was very intelligent, like a little sage from the age of 3 years of age. And I forgot how it was connected, but I said, you know, family jackals and tigers, like fifth canto, I thought it's a good joke, right? Because she's such a nice girl, and the family is so nice. And she started crying. So I don't know. Maybe I traumatized her. Who knows? Hare Krishna. Well, there is one very clearly wrong thing you can do, right thing you can clearly do at the wrong time. One is universally right thing. What is the universally right thing? Bring a nice sweet. Let's say an ice cream. Yes, like yesterday we had such a sweet, nice ice cream. And 2 days ago we also had a very nice ice cream, vanilla and blackberry. Okay, so dear people in internet land, this is the glory of Ljubljana. We have very special devotees and very special equipment, Surabhi equipment. So you either send your donations or come yourself and help, or send your blessings. So just imagine, you take this ice cream and you bring it to some devotee at midnight, when the devotee is trying to sleep. So the thing is super good, but the timing is not so good. Isn't it? Or you would still agree. To hell with midnight. Just give me the... Okay, let's make it less problematic and more obvious. Let's say rice. Rice and dal, okay, rice and dal. When you're hungry, you want rice and dal, but if somebody brings it to you at midnight, you don't say, come on, bring it at 2 o'clock, at lunch, the lunch time, right? So everything has to be done at the proper time. It is the same working, not working, everything has to be done at the proper time. How to work, when to work. So Ishopanishad is very safe, it's foolproof, because it says, yes, everything belongs to Krishna, do not try to grab and enjoy for yourself. Know whom everything belongs to. Prabhupada gives here a secret shortcut to success. He says, offer to Krishna, offer everything to Krishna. If you offer before you start, you are successful. If you offer before you start, you are successful. So this is what Ishopanishad teaches. In the Bhagavatam, it's slightly rearranged. And we here have this in verse, all the way in verse 14. So verse 14 says, no, everything is Krishna's. And if we think, if we hear that, oh, it's not mine to enjoy. So why should I, you know, if you work, and there is no ice cream, not even rice and dal, why should I work? So it says, no, you still work, you still have to work. So in the Bhagavatam, it's in verse 14, which comes... after how many verses? The first verse of the instructions was Atma Vasyamidam Vishwam. It was 10 and 9. So we have 4 verses. So this is in verse 5. But in Ishopanishad, it's in verse 2. First we have Ishavasyamidam Sarvam. Everything is Krishna's. Ishavasyam. And then verse 2 says Kurvan Neveha Karmani. Kurvaneha karmani jajivishatchatam sama evam trayana nethe tosti na karma lipyate nara. One may aspire to live for hundreds of years. Be happy to live 100 years or more than 100 years. Don't hurry to run away. If you work like this for Krishna, if you offer things to Krishna.
Because na karma lipyate. Karma se ne lepi. Literally, that's what it means. Karma doesn't get glued, it doesn't get attached to your feet and everything else. Heart, actually, that's where it gets glued to. The karma doesn't attach. Karma doesn't bind. Doesn't bind you. Same thing we have here. So, Ishopanishad and Srimad Bhagavatam are safe. Manu is teaching this. Manu is coming again and again, 14 times in the day of Brahma, to teach us how to work in a correct way. It's a confusing. It's a confusing concept: working and not working in the street. frequently, devotees are accused: "You are lazy bums. Why don't you go work?" I remember. There was once a big Harinam in a, now it's occupied by, invaded and occupied by Russia, Donetsk. And it's a miner's town. It's a heavy industry. It used to be called Yuzivka after the name of an American Yuz who founded a lot of industry there. So, they have a lot of mines, heavy steel they had mines and heavy steel factories. So, one miner from down below in the Harinam, he said, "Why don't you work? You work, get a job." So then the Harinam leader, he said, "Come here," and Bhagavatacharya, one of the first devotees there, he said, "Come here. Look at my hands." And he's showing his hands. And these were very bad mridangas in very very early days. And his hand, this whole hand, was like one big callus. And you know what's a callus? It's like, we say mozoli, I don't know how you call it. Ожульки. It was not ожульки, it was one ожулище. Huge. Like for the whole hand. Like tough, hard, already, you know, like a hoof of a horse. So he's showing him, he says, "Show me your hands," he says, "show me your hands and let's compare who works more. Show me your calluses from hard work." So this miner, he looked and said, "Oh, sorry, yeah, I can see you're really working." This is very impressive. And very practical too, you know. This is just showing, and these are really big calluses. He's working really hard. So there is a lot of controversy. What is considered work? What is not considered work? In Satya Yuga, normal Satya Yuga, in the ninth canto, you even have a statement that everybody is a. There is no varnashrama. Basically, it says. In Satya Yuga. Meaning that almost everybody is a Brahmana, or everybody is a Brahmana. Jiva Goswami clarifies that this is the very first Satya Yuga in the day of Brahma. And in other Satya Yugas, it will be, everybody will be a Paramahamsa. So everybody will be Brahminical. I remember my friend, he just passed through Ljubljana a few days ago, Tota Gopinath. He gave me one book. And by a Ukrainian mystic, and he was this. Everybody was enamored. Everybody loved India. So there, it was writing about old times where everybody ate rasa. So there was rasa and amrita, nectar. So they people didn't have, and it's true in the Shastra. It says that agriculture was not necessary. Agriculture is not necessary in Satya Yuga. Can just go to the forest and there is fruits. That's it. And nothing else is required. Even in our institute, we have one devotee. He grew up in the far east of Bengal, Tripura. So he says in his childhood, you could just go to the forest and get papayas and bananas. That's it. And you would get, and some nuts.
Some places you have everything. Here, I think you also have some costagna that are edible, you can eat, and something else. So, in Satya Yuga, agriculture is not required. Everybody can drink and eat something special, some very special, some rasa. So this is Satya Yuga. So what is work in Satya Yuga? What is work in Satya Yuga? Should people work in Satya Yuga?
Yes.
How? Meditate. Yes, thank you. Meditate. Yes. People should meditate in Satya Yuga. So if in Satya Yuga somebody looks at you and you're not sitting meditating, they say, come on, you lazy bum, sit. Stop running. Get to work. And even if you're sitting but not meditating, and it's, you can see when the person is focused. So if you are sitting but thinking, ah, palachinka, ah, pizza, ah, then the people will say, hey, you monkey mind, sit, work. What is this? Stop your mind from running. So in Satya Yuga, work is different. So there is a famous explanation of the four varnas, that for the brahmanas, there is no requirement for basically democracy or anarchy or, you know, whatever. It's even hard to find the proper name for this social order, because they are self-motivated and self-organizing. Nothing specifically external is required. So anarchy is okay. They can self-organize and behave nicely. They will not do anything bad. So Rahindra Sarup, Sahotra Maharaj, Rahindra Prabhu, many devotees are repeating this. It's pretty famous. Then for Kshatriyas, obviously they like monarchy. It's not really monarchy. Monarchy is, because mona means one. They're not really one. They have also a democratic council of the brahmanas and people who keep tabs on them, control, senior kshatriyas. It's an interactive system, but still, they like some kind of monarchy. For Vaishyas, that's our godly capitalism, pious capitalism, not just any capitalism, but pious capitalism. And for Shudras, we have some kind of socialism or communism. So we see that when Brahmanas, whose fault is the degradation of society? Whose fault is it if the society is degrading? Brahmanas. Prabhupada says it's the fault of the Brahmanas. He doesn't say he, they, she, somebody. He says the Brahmanas. They become proud. They become proud and oppressive, the Brahmanas. So then we see that even in Europe, so historically, every king had to be approved by clergy, by the priests, by the Pope, by somebody else, right? But then they've seen, these priests, they live not very, these priests, they don't live nicely, so they reject, and they become excessively oppressive. They exploit poor farmers so much that, like for example, in the old villages, sometimes you will find village huts without a smokestack, because the tax was, and also with less entrances, because they had tax on the doors and tax on the smoke and on something. So they were pulling so much tax from poor Vaishyas, exploiting so hard. And then, you know, then you have the first bourgeois revolution, and the Kshatriya Charles, I think it was Charles the First, is decapitated. Then you have French Revolution, and again they are decapitated, off with their heads. And then the capitalists, but they again exploit the workers so hard that they work 12 hours, 14 hours a day. They are so tired, can't live. So they, we have the next type of revolutions. So the Shudras cannot live human life, so they revolt. and then work as this miner. In the USSR, to be a farmer, or to sell and buy, was considered a big shame. It was considered very bad. It's disgusting. So much so that they first killed all the farmers, or most of the farmers, and made it basically a taboo to do any buying and selling, and any business, any farms were banned. And so therefore there is no food. No food. So that's why it all collapsed, because they can't even produce any food for themselves. So what is work is bewildering. In different yugas, it's bewildering for different people, for different ashrams, for different varnas, in different social orders, it's bewildering. So, it's complicated, yes, it's complicated. So, we have complicated answers, but Prabhupada provides a very simple shortcut. He has a master key. Sometimes in hotels you have a master key. One key opens all the locks. So Prabhupada offers the master key. How to make all work wonderful. And this is by... Huh? Yes, but no. How to make all the works wonderful and successful? By offering to Krishna. Yes, offering to Krishna. Offering to Krishna. And this will become yagya. This becomes sacrifice. So before, we offer before, after, and in the middle. Then we will advance. And we offer externally, internally, in the heart, and of course, the best yagya for every age, but especially for this age, Srila Prabhupada always emphasizes, is offering Krishna, offering Krishna your feet in Padayatra, our Padayatra, Eco Caravana, your bodies, your words, your minds and your words for chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. So, you have complicated and you have simple. You have everything. Hare Krishna. Any questions or comments here?
This buying and selling, which we can perceive as Vaishya activities today, buying cheap, selling
at a markup,
expense. that was ostracized, I think, in Soviet Union. And
no, any buying and selling.
Yeah, but that
there
part
was there was more. Khrushchev, who is credited with sowing. Yeah, he relaxed a little bit, but it was under him that two people were killed, executed, for selling jeans, pants, the pants. Because I think it was Robert Kennedy, J.F. Kennedy, who said that, you don't have things in your Soviet Union, so people are trying to buy and sell. For possessing $1, you could be killed by criminal law, the execution. And these two people, it was such a travesty, because they accepted the law and they applied backwards to these two people, and they even adjusted further to kill them, literally. They were shot, executed for a minor, basically it was not available, so they managed to buy from tourists, like Prabhupada when he came to Moscow. Why these people approached Shema Sundara? Because they were approaching tourists to buy anything, to buy something, and then resell.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but to have Varnashama, the main activities are organizing production, and I mean that's some work and taking some risk. That's worth of reward also. Né? That's the wholesome Vaishya activity. But this buying this merchant, this is really
That's
useless.
Why
buying cheap.
Not selling. Useless. Not completely useless.
Yeah, but it's no work. It's just exploitation, pure exploitation. You do nothing, just get markup. That's nothing.
It's not nothing. Yeah. It's also work. You have to find it. You have to risk. Every age merchants were risking life. And you have to transport. You have to offer. You have to make it available. So it's, you know, like the digestive system. It transports from here to here. What? It's nothing. It's just but at the same time, what you're saying is correct in the sense that it can be unregulated and rapacious, very greedy, and then people are over-exploited, and it can become. That's why you need the full package, not just one part, not just. Vaishyas, but also Kshatriyas, and not just Kshatriyas, but Kshatriyas who follow the Shastra, who follow the Brahmanas, not just Brahmanas, but the Brahmanas themselves who follow, certain principles. It's a large and interesting topic. There is one system for examining character and personality. So there have been hundreds of systems, and it's an interesting topic in themselves, how to, you know, 12 signs of zodiac and then 16 types of MBTA or socionics in other places, three modes. But for about 40 years, the ocean system has been applied. Your openness, how much you are open, then how much you are conscientious, disciplined, responsible. Then how much you are extroverted, introverted, then how much you are kind and agreeable, ocean, and then how much you are neurotic and emotional. But now they say, no, this is not good enough. We have to add one more, which is the most important, honest and humble. So this is one more. So they say that the sixth parameter is very important to really assess the people's personality. So there are many levels on which we exist. There is the body, there is the mind, and there is the words. But we also speak about the character, and we also speak about the soul, spirit soul. So everything has to be aligned properly, honestly and humbly. Now, you had a question, I think, right?
Yes. I wanted to ask, how do you know which category you are, if you're Brahmana or Kshatriya? Because sometimes you might say, and how can you distinguish between being self-organized and just not liking that people will tell you what to do? And, you know, you can think that, oh, I'm a Brahmana. So, and things like that.
Okay, how to determine your nature, and are you a Brahmana? Or I think it was Bir Krishna Maharaj and Urmila Madhaji. I do not remember. I think it was Bir Krishna Maharaj who mentioned this, that which activity you are ready to pay to do, to pay for. Are you happy to pay money to read and study, and can you do it for 12 hours a day and pursue these Brahminical types of activities. Or, as Manidhar Prabhu was put as a director of the Govinda's restaurant and by Hari Krishna Maharaj, and he found it's horrible. It's so many problems. It's morning till night, problems, problems, problems. So then he goes to Hari Krishna Maharaj and says, Prabhu, if there are no problems, you are not needed. An organizer eats problems for breakfast. That's your breakfast. That's your food. You're happy. Oh, there is a problem. Let me solve it. You feel appetite. Or the Vaishya. Yeah, people. Yeah, it's working with land, and somebody will run away from this, and somebody will be happy to do this. So there are many different answers to this question. Classic answer to this is the brahmachari training. Only shudras were not getting trained. Only shudras had a single initiation. One single initiation for the shudras was a vivaha yagya, or samskara, marriage, which is very important and honorable significant initiation. But the others, Vaishya, Kshatriya and Brahmana, they could go through 10 or 14 initiations by getting trained in the brahmachari ashram. So the other three, they were getting trained. And then what does it mean to be trained as a brahmachari? It means that at least for 2-3 years or at least some months, bhakta program, you do whatever you're told. And so you are learning to control your impulses, and then also by not doing what you like, you understand, oh, I like that, because usually you begin to like what you can't do. You realize, oh, this I really liked. I thought I don't like, but now I see how I really liked this activity. And then it is further refined in the society of senior practitioners. Let's see. Yes? Okay. It's questions on the internet. Hare Krishna. From Avadhuta Rai Prabhu?
Yes. Govinda.
Hare Krishna. In a bit different topical question, but I need an answer.
A bit different
topical question.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bhagavad Gita 9:11, in the word for word, the word ashritam is translated as assuming. And for the same shloka, the word for word in the Madhya Chaitanya Charitamrita 25:39, ashritam is translated as accepted. Both words, assuming and accepted, are confusing. Sounds like Krishna had previously no transcendental body. Or is there a special reason that the word ashritam is mentioned? Does it only mean that Krishna as avyakta becomes vyakta?
Very technical discussion here. Hare Krishna, you are obviously super brahminical to be interested in this. I know you have been dying to learn about lexical semantic subtleties. Yes, obviously it's not that Krishna accepts a body. Assuming does not mean accepts. Ashrita literally is connected to ashraya, shelter. So ashrita means sheltered. But if you write sheltered, manushyam tanum ashrita, I'm sheltered in a human body. It sounds strange. Krishna doesn't need to be sheltered in a human body, right? So therefore, you have to use some other word. Everybody who knows more than one language, you know that translation, you have to translate the meaning and not just the external word. Otherwise, you get some very funny Google translation. Really, really, I can tell you. So. Yeah, like, anyway, I will not go there. Niranjan Maharaj was saying that somebody was using the dictionary and was sending him a letter saying that, Dear Maharaj, I am reading 16 circles of Maha Mantra. I am reading 16 circles of the Maha Mantra. That was the literal translation of, you know, chanting 16 rounds. You know, round is a circle, right? And chanting they didn't have, so reading, so I'm reading the 16 circles. So to translate, you have to find some proper expression. But literally, so that's why you can see Prabhupada always giving his Sanskrit word for word, and he was advertising early years, you can learn Sanskrit. And indeed, you can learn Sanskrit if you just carefully read, as you are doing, the Sanskrit in every verse you are reading, then after several months you will get a good vocabulary. Vocabulary. You will learn many words. So you will see that Ashita means sheltered. And sheltered doesn't mean that he wasn't sheltered. Krishna was without a shelter. No, some unembodied spirit. And then he takes shelter in a human body. No, he is eternally in this body. He's eternal and he's non-different from this body. So that's why we read the full Shastra. But if you understand that Ashita is the passive participle. I don't know how you translate what's the Slovenian expression for this grammatical thing, passive participle, and it doesn't. It can mean that he how? Kako? Pretekli deležni. Pretekli. Yeah, but passive. Terpni deležnik. Yes. So. It can mean that it happened at some point of time, but it can also mean that it's always like this. So in this particular case, it means that he's always sheltered in this body. There's no time but where he becomes. Because the verdict itself, 9-11, says that those who think that I wasn't and then avyaktim vyaktam apannam, that they are fools. Avajananti mam mudha. These fools, they just insult me. So obviously, there's no time that he's unembodied and he becomes embodied. That's not what Krishna means. Okay?
There's two more.
Two more! Hare Krishna!
Some devotees say that Srila Prabhupada had a preaching tactic, and in this way they reject certain siddhantas Prabhupada gave in the Bhagavatam and in his lectures. This, according to me, is a blasphemy of Shakti Avesha Srila Prabhupada, making him too weak and unable to convince others in proper Siddhanta. What do you think?
Hare Krishna. It's a trap question. It's a trick question. What do I think? Well, fortunately, I think in a similar vein. I happen to think that, yes, it's not that Prabhupada had to resort to some trickery. He didn't have to use a trick and say some falsehood. No. At the same time, Srila Prabhupada was using the language and he was using the examples that was common when he was speaking. So that's why we just had this first course. I mean, the very first we ran in Houston in 2019, hermeneutics, how to understand things that Prabhupada says. Like, for example, Prabhupada says, we never went to the moon. We went, but not to the moon, but to Rahu. We went to the moon, but couldn't stay. We went to the moon, but not to the real moon, or something. You know, he says like 10 different things about going to the moon. So how do you understand it? Right? He says we did go to the moon, someplace. But in other places, he says, we didn't go to the moon. So, which is it? Did we go or did we not? So, it's very simple, actually. Prabhupada writes that they went somewhere, but they couldn't go to the heavenly planet moon. To the heavenly planet moon? Never. They never went. Whether they went somewhere or not, that's secondary. That's not the point. That's a different thing. So, just a few months ago, Krishna Kshetra Maharaj, Urmila Devi, some other devotees, they were teaching this first course in Vrindavan. And then one Western devotee objected before the course that this will be changing Prabhupada's words. However, this devotee who presented this objection never even touched the course prepared, because some of the things he said make it obvious, but some of the feedback after that first course was that, thank you, because now I accept all the words of Prabhupada as fully true, correct, and as they are. I don't have to reject any words as preaching tactics or something. No, indeed, as Avadhutarai Prabhu, you are saying, it sounds disrespectful that Prabhupada had to bend the truth and use some tricky words to, oh, these fools, I can't tell them. What is this about jiva fall down or something like this? So I have to bend it here and bend it there. No, Prabhupada, as you say, is obviously Shakti Vaishavatara on one hand. On the other hand, there will always be some things which do not match together. So that's why a brahmana is trained properly in classic society how to explain controversial statements. And that there is an approach how it's done without rejecting. You don't have to reject especially words of an acharya like Srila Prabhupada. But in full form, this is a very long course. In short form, Prabhupada says that cow dung, Shastra says, is pure, and Shastra says that all stool is impure. So both are true. Stool is impure, yes, but cow dung is one particular form that is pure. So you accept both parts. You just have to show what is their application, the scope of their application. One is general and one is very specific. It's one example. There is about 40 tools of how to reconcile, how to harmonize. And I see you have one more question. I will just... Satya Yuga, how is it? Where did Shudras come from to build Hiranyakashipu's palace? Glad you asked this. At any rate, I already said that Jiva Goswami clarifies it's only in the first Satyayuga in Brahma's day that there is only the Brahmanas. In every next one, and Hiranyakashipu is the sixth Manu. That's already the sixth Manu. It's not that it's like if the day begins at 6 o'clock, this will be around noon, almost noon. It's like 11 o'clock. Chakshusha Manvantara. It's the sixth Manu out of 14. So therefore, there will be all the Varanas. And in general, in every Satya Yuga, out of the 1,000 Satya Yugas in Brahma's day, maybe there will be different Varanas, but they will all be like Paramahamsas on a very high spiritual platform, which practically for us means that they are devotees. That's the idea. Hare Krishna. And there is many more to be discussed in this beautiful book, so please stay tuned and read and discuss. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But for Krishna's pleasure, for Krishna.